Hello, friends. In Belfast, Ireland, a Catholic priest, a Protestant minister, and a Jewish rabbi were engaged in a heated theological discussion. Suddenly, an angel appeared in their midst and said to them, "God sends you his blessings. Make one wish for peace, and your wish will be fulfilled by God the Almighty." The Protestant minister said, "Let every Catholic disappear from our lovely island. Then peace will reign supreme." Then the Catholic priest said, "Let there not be a single Protestant left on our sacred Irish soil. That will bring peace to this island." "And what about you, Rabbi?" said the angel. Do you have no wish of your own?" The rabbi said, "No, just attend the wishes of these two gentlemen and I shall be well pleased." This is just a joke. The point of this story or a joke is intolerance. You know how we see today the intolerance between Catholics and Protestants? Intolerance between conservatives and liberals? Intolerance between blacks and whites? In the history of the mankind, we have witnessed so much of bloodshed because of intolerance, especially the tension between intolerance between blacks and whites. Intolerance has no place in God's kingdom. Intolerance has no place in God's kingdom. As we are all one children of God, whether we belong to this religion, Catholics or Protestants, whether we are blacks or whites, whether we are conservatives or liberals, we are all belong to the one body of Christ. We are all one children of God. So today's scripture readings and today's liturgy calls us to practice the tolerance in all kinds and experience, I would say, recognize the good in others, whether they are Catholics or Protestants, whether they are blacks or whites, whether they are liberals or conservatives. And that's what Jesus is asking us to do. Recognize and be open to the goodness in others. And recognize and see the open to see the good in other people around us. You know, John said to Jesus in today's gospel, in the beginning of the gospel, "Lord, someone is driving out demons in your name. They don't belong to us." And what Jesus said, "Do not prevent them. Let them do good in my name." You know, all those who do good name in the name of Christ, they don't have to belong to that group. Whether you belong to this group or that group, whoever does good in the name of Christ, they belong to Christ. They belong to God's kingdom. Sometimes we always classify, he is a Protestant, he is a black, he is a Lutheran, he is a Baptist. No, whoever does good in the name of Christ, they have the reward in heaven. And that's why Jesus said, whoever gives thee a cup of water to drink, they would not lose their reward in heaven. And in today's first reading, those two elders that were not present when the Holy Spirit descended upon the 68 elders, and Aaron, Moses' associate, told them, why are you prophesying? You were not there when the Holy Spirit descended upon. You know, most often we limit God's grace. You know, God's grace is not limited to this group or that group. God's grace is extended to all people, as we are all one children of God. Today we are living in the days of evil, in the times of evil. You know, sometimes we tend to think that doing evil is good and doing good is evil. Sometimes we got into thinking that doing evil thing is okay. That is not okay. You know, we as human beings, we have the weakness to do evil things, even though we have that good heart to do good things. Because we all have the weakness. You know, we are all sinners. You and I, we are all need of God's grace. So sometimes we judge other people who does sin differently from ours. So in a way, we are all sinners. We all need the grace of God. And we all need to follow what God wants us to do. Instead of what we think is good for us, instead of what we think is bad for us. It is only what God wants from us, how to live in this life. And that's why towards the later part of the gospel reading today, Jesus talks about the radical hatred of sin. Radical hatred of sin. And Jesus, you should not take literally that, the gospel reading. Cut your arm, cut your leg, cut your foot, pluck your eyes. No. The reason Jesus is saying that is radical, we need a radical hatred towards sin. And Jesus wants us to live how God wants us to live in our lives, dear friends. So as we come together as a family to worship as the one body of Christ, let us all realize that we are all belonging to the one children of God. Let us accept everyone without any intolerance. Let us do good and let us see and recognize the goodness in others, no matter whether they are Catholics or Protestants or blacks or whites or conservatives or liberals. Let us see the goodness in others. Let us accept everyone with the tolerance. Then, dear friends, the kingdom, God's kingdom, belongs to us even here on earth. And at the end of our lives, at the final judgment, the kingdom belongs to all of us. Amen.